God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's go on today to the second account we want to look at, we want to study. It's Matthew 8, Mark 1, and Luke 4. And let's pray before we read this. Matthew 8, we'll start with. How many believe the Lord could heal people in their chair in here tonight?
Yes.
Scripture said He sent His Word and healed them. I mean, we'll minister any way that the Lord says. We act on the Scripture. Primarily what the Lord leads us to teach on tonight. But faith comes from hearing the Word. Amen. Faith can come before the middle of the service. I know I had the privilege of teaching healing school at Raymond, Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry for a number of years. And one day I was in the morning class, which was a small class. And it was only for those that had a problem in their body that they were believing for. And I think there were like 20 people there that morning. And so it was very informal. And I'd just, you know, about like close to these guys here, I'd just be the few chairs around. And they could ask questions if they wanted to. And they knew that. And this one lady in the middle of my speaking, she raised her hand. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I was teaching on believe you receive. Mark 11:24. Believe you receive your healing. Believe you take it. The Greek word literally means take. Believe you take it, and you'll have it. So she said, excuse me, young man, because she's old enough to be my grandmother. And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, young man, are you saying that I just believe I take my healing right now, and that's it? I said, yes, ma'am, that's your part, and the fixing you is God's part.
Amen.
Aren't you glad you don't have to fix yourself? You know, the hard part, so to speak, that's His. And to Him, it's not hard, so. And I said, yeah. She said, okay, thank you. And I just went on with my teaching. Well, at the end of the session, she came up, smiling from ear to ear, just beaming. She said, look. I said, yes. She said that arm was paralyzed. She said, I hadn't been able to write with it or hold anything. She suffered a stroke, I think, on that side and hadn't been able to really use it. She said, look here, look here. She wrote something. Was it nobody prayed for her? Nobody laid hands on her? She just said, is that it? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, thank you. She believed. She took her healing right there in her chair. It's no more difficult than that. That's what faith is. You believe, you receive, and then that puts you in a state of expectancy. Expecting to see things change. And God is faithful. Well, let's read about the healing of this individual. We'll pray and we'll read. Father, we thank You for Your great goodness to us. We thank You for the freedom we have in this country. Thank You for the privilege and the comfort of this facility and all of us being able to be here and honor Your Word. And we acknowledge the Holy Spirit is our teacher. And we believe that the Spirit of God is moving among the people. And the angels of the Lord are moving among the people, healing bodies, changing body parts and organs, and doing what must be done to be whole. We ask for utterance and everyone to ears to hear and eyes that see. Thank You for revelation. Truth that sets free. And by Your grace, we'll not be hearers only, but we will be doers. We will act on Your Word, and You're faithful to watch over it and perform it. We'll see results because you're faithful and your word is sure and true. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 8, are you there? Matthew 8 and verse 14. This is the healing of Peter's wife's mother, or we'd say today Peter's mother-in-law. Does God heal mother-in-laws? And sons-in-law and daughters-in-law. Yes, he does. When Jesus was coming to Peter's house, verse 14, Peter had a house. Might as well stop and preach prosperity here. Did Peter have a house?
Yes.
Yeah. Why can't you have a house?
Amen.
That was a little weak. You know, what Jesus say, that he was going to prepare a place for us?
Yeah.
Told us to not, you know, be afraid or be concerned. He said, because in my father's house are many condos.
No.
Many efficiency apartments.
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, Peter had a house.
Amen.
Peter had one. You can have one.
Amen.
That's good enough. Keep going. Jesus came into Peter's house. So if he hadn't had a house, there'd have been nowhere for Jesus to come to.
Amen.
You know, really, you just are not able to minister in certain areas unless you have certain things.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've already had some great meetings here. And the church is, you know, just over a year old. We had a great meeting with the Copelands, had a great meeting with Brother Jesse to plant us. We couldn't have that if we only seat 200.
That's right.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with seating 200 if that's what you're supposed to do at the time. But you see what I'm saying? You can't have six visitors and you don't have an extra bedroom.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You can't loan people a car. And you've only got one and you have to use it to go to work that day.
Amen.
Are y'all with me on this or not?
You
know, prosperity is not just so you can say, hey, I'm a big fat cat, but look what I got. Prosperity is having the ability to bless people. The ability to do things for people. Finance something. Send people somewhere. They're telling you, thinking, you know, oh, I'd like to go see my mom. I'd like to go. She's on the other side of the country. And the ticket cost X amount. And I don't know what I'd do for housing. And you just smile and say, it'll be all right. I'll take care of that for you. Hmm? If the Lord led you to do that. And you know, you must have certain things to do certain things for people. You've got to have the resources, the equipment. But Jesus came to Peter's house. He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand. You know, last week we saw this, that Jesus reached out and touched this leper, and immediately he was cleansed. He touched her hand, and what happened? The fever left her, and she arose and ministered to them. Now, that's a quick recovery. Isn't it?
Yep.
She's laying there delirious with fever. Jesus reaches down and touches her hand. Now, we also know from Luke's account that he spoke to her, spoke to the condition. We'll talk about that in a minute. But he touched her and spoke to it, and the fever left and went away.
Amen.
She got up and started serving them.
Amen. Praise God.
Glory. How quick things can turn around.
Right.
How quickly. Everybody say, how quickly.
How quickly.
You know, don't despair. I don't care how long something has been in a bad way. It can change like that.
Amen.
Can it?
Amen.
Woman with the issue of blood. You remember, we're going to look at her later on. But she had suffered many things and many physicians. How long? This particular hemorrhage, you know, was, what did it say, 12 years? 12, that's a long time to hemorrhage. Weak. Went through all these operations of the day. All these, every procedure she ever heard about, every medication she ever read about, she exhausted the current present medical knowledge and all her finances. And was nothing bettered, but got worse. 12 years. Touched the hem of Jesus' clothes. Power flowed. Less than 12 seconds. She's healed. Didn't matter that it had been that way for 12 years. Wouldn't have mattered if it had been 30 years or 50 years. When faith met up with the anointing, healing came quickly. Everybody say quickly. You remember the woman that had the spirit of infirmity was bent over, couldn't raise up herself? 18 years. Almost 2 decades. 18 years bent over like that. That's the way she had to walk. That's the way she had to move around. Couldn't straighten up. Jesus saw her, called her to him. Said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity immediately. She was made straight, straightened right up, and glorified God. Didn't say anything about her glorifying God those 18 years she was stooped over, but she glorified God in her body. There might have been parts of her life that glorified God, but her body glorified God in that manifestation of healing, just like that. Doesn't make any difference how long, does it? Or how bad, or how severe, how incurable, how terrible. Yeah, but how big is God? How powerful is He as a healer? How many believe the healing power of God is greater than the destroying power of disease? Life is greater than death. Healing is greater than sickness. Light is greater than darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Keep reading. She got up and ministered to him. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick. No unlucky ones. Not even one or two individuals that it wasn't quite time for them to be healed. Not even one or two that it wasn't God's will to heal. How many?
All.
Healed all that were sick that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Oh friend, this is redemption. This is redemption. So when people say, well, healing's not for everybody. You just got saying redemption's not for everybody.
Right.
Jesus, the same time, He bore our sins. He took our sicknesses and carried our pains. To say healing's not for everybody is to say the work of the cross and redemption is not for everybody.
Yeah.
That's not true. It is for everybody. Everybody that'll believe.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Peter's Wife's Mother, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R620. That's R620. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.